Hello, and welcome to the Young Hollywood Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Gomez, and in this episode, I'm just going to be talking over some things, some updates, mainly why you haven't gotten a new episode since November, and just what's been going on since then. So I'm just here to fill you guys in and let you guys know what's going on. So if that's something that interests you, sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Thank you. Hello guys, and welcome back to the podcast, episode 29. I know, it's been a while. Last time I checked, the last episode was Friday the 13th, and that was on Friday the 13th of November. So it's been about just a little over a month since we had the last episode, so I figure it's good time as any now that I have time on my hands, now that I just finished up my first semester of college. So that's been pretty fun, so I'll get more into detail on that in a little bit, but for right now, all I can really say is that I'm happy to be back, and I cannot wait to share with you guys what's been going on and what I got planned in the coming year. Alright, so let's just begin. Where has the podcast been for the past month? A lot of it was due to laziness, I'm not gonna lie. I just couldn't convince myself to come sit down and record, and then the other half of it was due to school. It was really starting to pile up, so I wanted to take care of all that and get myself situated and just buckle down and so I can ease into the rest of the semester. And I could say that I did. I passed all my classes with flying colors, and I'm very happy about that. And now I'm finally back, and I have free time to work on the podcast, which, FYI, this is one of many podcast episodes that are coming this week, the week of December 16th, all the way up to about, I want to say, the 20th. You guys are going to be getting new podcast episodes from today all the way till the end of the week. So I believe I'm going to be doing two episodes today, so this episode and another one, and then I believe tomorrow I'll record two and release two as well. So I'll just keep you guys posted. But yeah, I'll make up for the lack of podcast episodes, because I have been getting that question a lot lately as to where it's been and how come we haven't seen anything lately. So there's a reason. School. I was just trying to make ends meet and get everything all situated, and everything worked out well. But now I'm happy to be back here doing what I love, and hopefully we can get some guests going on the podcast sooner rather than later. So first things first, I just finished my first semester of college, and I could say that I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was definitely very different, obviously, due to what's going on in the world and everything having to be online, but, I mean, to be honest, I actually kind of preferred it, because this was kind of like, it's kind of in my realm, and I had my setup already, so this kind of made things much easier, and I just like that all I had to do was just roll out of bed, get dressed, and click a few buttons, and I'm all set and ready to go. I very much enjoyed that, and as of right now, my school is going to continue to do it for the rest of the year, so we'll see what it's like next fall. But as for the spring semester, we'll still be on virtual classes from what they've told me, so I have no complaints as of right now. I actually very much enjoyed it, so much so that I'll admit, I did get a little too comfortable with the laid-back college setting as far as work goes and freedom of schedules and stuff. But overall, I could say that I very much enjoyed it, and I cannot wait to continue it, just continue learning, taking all these great classes, and actually just becoming a better student than what I was in high school. And I could say that I'm already on the right path for that, so I'm very happy. As far as the podcast goes, like I just said in the last clip, I'm going to be trying to catch up. I got a lot to do as I look. Let me just get my thing out here and take a look at what I'm supposed to do. Okay, so it currently says that as of right now, I should be on episode... I should have passed episode 33 already, and as of right now, that is not the case. We are still on 29, which should have been released on the 15th of November, which is long overdue. So my goal was to have about 35 episodes by the end of 2020, so that by 2021, we'd be starting with episode 36. I'm still going to try and meet that deadline, and that's what I meant by saying I'm going to release around 2 episodes daily to sort of catch up. So I believe if I just do today and tomorrow, I should be fine. Or maybe, yeah, I should just do today and tomorrow and get that done, and that should leave me caught up for the last 2 episodes of the year. So episode 34 will be a holiday special, and I have some plan with what I want to do with it. I haven't really narrowed down anything yet, but I do know for sure that for episode 35, which was going to come out shortly before New Year's, I definitely want it to be a 2020 recap, and I was hoping to get Josh and Kane involved for this, because it was a big year for us, and I'm hoping to get some new friends on here too, as well. One in particular, a group of people I've been wanting to get on the podcast for a long time. So hopefully, if we can't do it this year, hopefully we can start it off in January. So we'll just have to see where that goes. But as far as the podcast is concerned, I'm going to finish off 2020 with 35 episodes, which that should be very fun. And then after that, it's just on to the next 35. I'm hoping to reach 50 episodes by the end of 2021, which I think I can most definitely pass it. I think within the next year and a half, we'll reach 100 episodes, and that's very crazy to me. Now, as far as the channel goes, all I can say is that nothing is really set in stone. I had planned to do some sort of short holiday type film, whether that was just going to be a normal holiday film or whether that was even going to be a Twilight Zone episode. We couldn't really narrow it down that, and I had to focus on school, so that took most of my time and attention. So it looks like we're probably not going to have one more film released before the end of the year, but I do plan on hitting 2021 in full stride and get some projects going and get some released. I'm gonna try and at least get, for the first half of the year, I at least want to release around 3 to 4 projects. So I want to hold myself to that goal, and I definitely want to deliver, because you guys deserve it. The people who are listening to this, who give me, take the time out of their day to either listen or watch the stories I have to tell and have to offer, I very much appreciate it. But all I can say is that I'm planning, as of right now, I got some good ideas. Whether or not, how many of these ideas will come to fruition, we'll have to wait and see. But all I can tell you is that 2021 is going to be the year where we see a lot more movies. And that's kind of the weak spot for the channel, because as you guys notice, when you guys look on the channel, if it's anything other than a film of my own, it very much underperforms on the channel, and it kind of hurts the channel a little bit. Hurts me in opinion, and that's what sucks, because, I mean, overall I'm happy that my short films and everything and stuff, the films that I make, are the ones that succeed the most on the channel. That's kind of what I want. That's kind of what I want to happen. But the only problem is that I can't make films like that every single week. Like, they take time. Mostly they take 2 to 3 weeks, maybe possibly even a month. So that's really the downside, because, I mean, it's great that I get all this audience exposure and I gain subs and I gain views and I'm expanding my reach, but at the same time it's just hard because it's a lot of time consuming, and I kind of feel bad that there's huge gaps in between content wise and I mean, I just recently deleted all the podcast episodes off of YouTube just for the sake of content, because those really underperformed, because my mindset was I can just release the Young Hollywood podcast in between my films, and that can kind of fill in the gap between releases, and that really didn't prove to be the case. So I'm very excited for this holiday break, as this is going to be like a time for me to like just recuperate and like recalibrate and just think about all the ideas that I can bring to the channel, not just the channel but for my life in general. So I'm very excited. I do got some great film ideas. I'm going to be collaborating with a great group of people that I can't wait to show off to you. They're going to be making their debut. Those people know who they are. And I'm just very excited. Hopefully I can get a friend to get a podcast/radio show off the ground. I don't know, we'll see where that goes. It's just my plans and goals for 2020 are so high, I really just need to narrow it down. And as far as projects go, I kind of realized that I kind of have a little bit of an attention problem, really only when it comes to my films. And I consider that really a blessing and a curse, as one of the biggest things that I say, I love that I have a lot of ideas. My only problem is that I can't focus on one sole idea. Like, and what I mean by that is, come up with an idea for a script, finish the script, and work on the film, film the film, shoot the film, edit it, release it, get it done, work on the next one. No, I'm constantly going back and forth, changing my mind on what I want to do, what not I want to do. And it's not just annoying for me, but it's annoying for the people around me, as I'm constantly setting release dates, or I'm constantly saying I'm going to do something when I change my mind at a moment's notice. And it's very annoying to me, as it is to others, and I'm very much trying to work on that. But for right now, I think I'm going to narrow my focus down on a couple of films this year. I think I'm going to have 2 to 3 big releases next year. We'll have to see. I'm at least hoping for 2. If we could squeeze 3 in, that'd be amazing. We'll have to see where all that goes. But yeah, that's as far as content goes on the channel. Just really not doing a whole lot. Just a lot of planning and recalibrating. Might potentially do a website. Who knows? We'll have to see. I definitely want to grow my social media a lot more. Get my name out there. So however I get to do that, I just can't wait to see. I'm going into the next year with a lot of optimism, as I'm sure a lot of people are, as 2020 was far from perfect, to say the least. It really was really very overwhelming and underwhelming at the same time, and kind of pulled the rug out from everybody. So here's to next year just being better. Alright, well, that's all I have to say for this episode. Just wanted to keep this one brief and kind of keep it as like an introduction, as I'm back, the podcast is in full swing. You're going to be getting a lot of my episodes from this week till the end of the week, so just stay tuned, because I got a lot of catching up to do, and I just can't wait to share my content with the world, and I can't wait to just continue and share the stories that I want to tell and have to tell with everybody. As always, I appreciate each and every one of you who take the time out of your day to listen to this. Please be sure to like this podcast and share it with a friend, as it's available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And as always, thank you so much and have an amazing day.